tell all your friends.
Well, for you handy men and handy women in Pima County, Pinal County, Santa Cruz County, Cochise County, y'all might want to put on your calendar the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, SABA, Home and Garden Show is October 29th through the 31st. And that's, as always, at the Tucson Community Center. Friday, it's 10 to 5. Saturday, it's 10 to 5, and Sunday, it's 10 to 4. And if you'd like tickets, if you're listening on any of our Southern Arizona stations, KGVY, KNST, and you'd like free tickets, what do you want them to do, babe?
Why don't you email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com?
And we need your name, and of course,
we'll put them in will call, so just give us your full name.
Okay, that's all we need, your full name for free tickets to the SABA Home Show, Home and Garden Show, October 29th, 30th, and 31st. Always, in my opinion, one of the absolute better home shows throughout the state. Always enjoy getting down there.
And of course, it smells great there, too, as well.
Oh, man. Well, food trucks, you can't beat them. Yeah. I looked it up. They're having the food trucks this year. It's a good idea to go to the guest services pages before you go. They have some good tips there, and I think also masks are required, so you want to make sure you have what you need when you go.
I see what you did. Tip, as in tri-tip?
No, I wasn't that clever, but thank you.
Well, that's one of them. I hope they're back again this year.
Me too.
Man, don't miss the tri-tip, folks. Take one home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is. Their little food court is done very, very well every single year. One of the highlights. I was out on a call this week with a homeowner who verbalized something that I have found to be very true in all my years of remodeling in Arizona. I basically started remodeling when I got my driver's license back in 1972. So I've survived a couple ups as well as a few downs in the construction market here in the state of Arizona. And people always ask me, what drives these booms? And I've reduced it to two common denominators. When I look back on all the boom times where we couldn't keep up with the work, where we were getting more requests for remodel than we could ever possibly do, there were two things that were always in place: huge amounts of home equity and low interest rates. And I met with a man in North Scottsdale this week that he says, I've been in this home 20 years. When we built out here, we were really the pioneers, and now it's all come up around us. We've got neighborhoods and subdivisions completely surrounding us at 360 degrees. This house has gone up 600% from what it was 20 years ago. He says, and I want this room added. He says, with the amount of equity I've got in this house, why should I not get the house exactly the way I want it? And I saw an article today where new homes, the average cost of a new home, the average purchase price of a new home has doubled in the last 2 years. Now, that's not all price increases. People are putting more into their houses. And even starter homes are getting upgraded to things that generally, in our generation, when you and I first got married in 78, in 80, and we bought our first homes. I mean, we were just happy to have a two burner oven and a single compartment kitchen sink and plastic laminate tops. And I mean, it was our home. But that's the expectations have driven what the builders are supplying, and not to mention just the technology of what's going in home. When I first built my first home from the ground up. It was out in Scottsdale. It was right about 1977, 78. And I can still remember, we used to put estimates together what this house is going to cost us. And we'd bought an acre of land, and we were putting the budgets together. And for the electrical components of the house, all the electric wire, all the switches, all the receptacles, the service entry panel, and the meter socket, we would allow $3.50 a square foot.
And how much is
so
that?
So for a 2,000 square foot home, we would have to allowance about, you know, what is that, $7,000? That hardly even buys the circuit panel right now. And we've taken smart technology so far, and codes have driven the expectations up as well, where we have to provide GFIs and arc fault. Those are great conversations we had a couple weeks ago with Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric and Solar, and how the evolution of the safety of electronic equipment has come so far. But you know, anymore, you're not going to get by on that same 2,000 square foot home. Light fixtures, electrical, devices, for any less than about $18,000 or $20,000.